Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 231. Today, I am talking to Daniel Choi, the VP of Client Services from Intelligentsia. We spoke to Daniel previously in episode 214, so if you want to go back and listen to his origin story about how he got started in outsourcing, then please go and do that. But this one is a good standalone episode. Today, we talk about his involvement with Intelligentsia, which is the outsourcing supplier he now works with as the VP of Client Services, and we deep dive on the service provision of Intelligentsia and how it can help businesses like yours. So I enjoyed this conversation and hope you do too. If you want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/231. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today I am joined by Daniel Choi. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Hi, Derek. Good, how are you?
Great, great. And Daniel Choi is the VP of Client Services with Intelligentsia. We have previously spoken to Daniel about his origin story and how he got into outsourcing, scratching his own itch, and then professionalizing it by an acquisition by Intelligentsia. So today, you know, this isn't an infomercial, but I feel it's important and valuable to share with you the different service offerings that different outsourcing suppliers have here in the Philippines. And Daniel, and we've previously spoken to Perry, they are fantastic examples of the incredible professionalized services available here in the Philippines. So thank you so much, Daniel. If people haven't heard of you or didn't listen to the previous episode, do you want to just give a brief intro as to who you are and what Intelligentsia is?
Sure. Thanks again, Derek, for having me here. My name is Daniel Choi. I am the VP of Client Services at Intelligentsia, and that means I handle new clients and existing clients in client relations, anything related to operation, performance, billing even, anything that they are concerned with. I actually am based in the U.S. and I help the clients.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, and that's a really critical step, isn't it? Are the majority of your clients from the U.S.?
Yeah, majority. I think about 80% of our clients are based in the U.S.
Okay, cool. And so how do you find the conversation going with U.S. Clients? Like, is it still something that you have to explain what outsourcing is, or do you feel that people are generally up on outsourcing now?
Absolutely. With the new clients, I feel like it's a little bit still new to the market, or they know what it is, but they don't know exactly what the inner workings of it are. So a lot of times I find myself explaining to new people about what outsourcing is. In regards to our clients, they're absolutely happy with it. And they're only working on ways to, you know, make it better, how to make it more efficient, how to make it more productive.
Right, right. Absolutely. And then, so Intelligentsia is, you know, it's not just a normal outsourcing supplier. It actually is right up there in the value add chain, because there's a huge sort of back end in terms of data management, data mining, coding, programming, is that right? So what are some examples of how you can really not only just provide services to a client, but actually really enhance and augment their business?
Sure. Thanks for pointing that out. So with our merger with Intelligentsia, we have brought in a lot of technology piece to our offerings. I think I could use some of the practical examples for illustration. Some of our clients have shown interest or have begun using us for gathering data and having BI dashboard, business intelligence dashboard. So they have some sort of indicator that shows them how their business is doing online in real time. And so they know, they have the pulse of the business. And also they do automation through coding, through programming. So they integrate their business into the into different marketplaces by using API, using programming with Intelligentsia.
Right. Fantastic. And do you find that is it out of a necessity that people need this visibility more, and do you actually find that when people outsource the KPIs, the monitoring, the business intelligence actually becomes more relevant to their functions?
I think for our clients, we're coming to a point where they're no longer, not only are they interested in having economical solution, they're now becoming interested in how to professionalizing, how to, you know, get more out of, you know, what they have. And because we're not just a BPO with data entry and other customer service, now that we have tech piece to it, I think we are helping our clients to, you know, take the next step and advance onward with the next level of things.
Right. Fantastic. And fantastic. So what are some of the, you know, because I just recently went to New York I'm sometimes surprised by the level of or the lack of general insight into how outsourcing mm-hmm. works. Do you often find that you need to sit down with people and say, look, this is the structure of things, this is how pricing works, and how do you typically walk people through that?
Absolutely. We have to take, I invest a lot of time into each one of our leads, each one of our clients. It actually does take quite a bit of time, and it's not an easy thing to, you know, outsource your work overseas. And so, you know, oftentimes I get in a call with them or I sit down with them to make sure all the points are covered. And even if we miss some points, I make sure to address them later on. But there's a lot of points to cover, like legal issues, labor issues, time difference, cultural difference, holidays. So those are just some of the things. But, you know, I make it a point that the clients feel confident in making the move to outsource.
For sure, yeah. And what about security? I mean, there's two aspects to security. One, I think people are concerned that when it's overseas, it's scary. But two, a lot of people say, well, how do I know that they're working? How do I know that they're there? The first one, you know, how do you sort of assure people that if they're hiring people for 40 hours a week, that they're actually doing the job?
Right. That piece really goes on both ends, right? So security of, you know, efficiency on how, or productivity of people working really comes from, it really comes from experience, I feel. So it's our successful experience is that when the clients know what they're doing, and when they outsource that particular piece overseas, they have some sort of expectation on how long this should take, what kind of output they should be getting, and that's really a good place to start. And so when the clients have an idea of what they want to outsource and they've done it themselves, that really translates into a KPI, translates into performance. And so I think for me at least, I'd rather take longer time so that they know what type of performance they're getting and what type of performance they should be expecting from overseas. And when they have that information, they don't need to worry about what the people are actually doing for those 40 hours, because they are confident that this amount of work should fill their time over full time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I often see it as a little bit, the way that they would police and manage their people in their own hometown is very yeah. different to how they then think that they need to manage people in the mm-hmm. Philippines. I think that people often overthink it when in reality, you know, even if you have someone in your office in your hometown, you're probably only checking in with them once a week,
yeah.
maybe once a day.
That's right.
And that's exactly the same in terms of the Philippines. And as you say, you have the expectation set, you have the KPIs, which help you in terms of the monitoring things. Yeah.
Actually, and also to add on to that a little bit, we do have, pieces in place where even we take screenshots of employee monitors for the sake of peace of mind for the clients. But the most successful relationship between our clients and Intelligentsia is one where the clients have experience in themselves, and we do weekly or monthly reports and quarterly reports of KPIs.
Right. Fantastic. And then do you have any concerns about security, safety? How do we know that these are good people?
We go through an extensive interview process. So once we get the request from the clients to hire someone, we have them go through, not only, we test their skills, but we interview them on an HR basis. We interview them at the operational level, and then we interview them at the client level. So our clients actually get to interview those candidates and see for themselves if they're trustworthy or not. And not only that, we do make sure we have legal pieces in place. So they sign non-compete, they sign a confidentiality agreement, so that, they don't become a threat to the business.
Mm, fantastic. And, I just like to reiterate to people that I've been working here since 2011. I've been living here since about 2014. And really, it's a very similar culture. I think people, right, when they're in another country, they think everything scary could happen, but really it's just normal people wanting a career, eager to please, eager to climb the career ladder, and there are very many similarities to
that's exactly
the workforce,
right,
in the West. Great. And I've just come back from the US, so I'm loaded with all these questions that people normally kind of ask me, and it's interesting to hear your reflection on them. But how do you typically start? How if someone says, yes, I've learned about outsourcing, I'm eager to try, what is the process? Because there's not only, with employment, it's just going out and finding the worker, but with outsourcing, it's kind of almost two stages. One is really finding an outsourcing supplier that you connect with, then connecting with them, and then hiring. Yeah, how do you explain your process?
So our process is it's kind of linear, but I think timing wise, we have takes different times based on what kind of business they're in and what type of work they want to outsource. But once we receive the request, we would make time to contact the client and talk to them and see what they want to outsource, what kind of work they do. And we will, it'll be me. And I'll take time to explain to them and, explaining what we do and then hearing about their business. And once we feel confident, we both feel confident in going forward, I would make introduction to our team in the Philippines, and they will start sourcing candidates for them to find the right person to outsource their work. And once they go through that period of time, we will get at least three candidates for them to interview. After they interview, they can pick someone, or they can choose to interview other people. But we go through that sort of, it's kind of like doing it in the States too. Mm-hmm. It's very similar. But that it's overseas, and a lot of it is done over Skype or some sort of conference call software.
Yeah, so, and a lot of it really is, again, people are, it's not too foreign or alien to what people already know. Yeah, it's just like a pretty standard recruitment process. But also, I like to point out that, in the US, if you go through a recruitment process, then you're paying a pretty big fee to recruitment consultants. But this is all part of the outsourcing package, isn't it?
Right. There are no extra fees involved with it.
And then, so just in terms of costs, I know it can vary, but how do you structure pricing? Is it a monthly fee? Is it a desk fee? Is it salaries, or is it a completely packaged price? How do you sort of structure your pricing?
We structure our pricing with all-inclusive monthly fee, and that fee involves not only staff wages. We also include the benefits. We also include health insurance. We include PTOs, as well as, you know, some of the overhead that is involved with having a successful operation. Internet connection, rent, all of that stuff is baked into the price. And actually, I would like to say the minimum price is actually, never mind. It's probably better not if I talked about the numbers. But the pricing is all inclusive, where, you know, they don't have to second guess. There are no hidden punches. There are no fine prints. They'll be billed one amount on a monthly basis. And all they have to do is they interact with the staff.
For sure.
To have successful relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, it's the outsourcing suppliers such as yourself that actually enable the business people to just really get on with their business, you know, and doing mm-hmm. business in the Philippines is bureaucratic and it is highly involved. And going yes. through outsourcing suppliers means that everything is legitimate. All taxes are being paid. Health insurance is being paid. The staff are being well looked after. Everything yes. is compliant with the government. But, you know, it's just one simple monthly payment. And right. it's to you. So, you know, they're easy contracts. And I think that's where a lot of the value lies, that people sort of undervalue in a way. Great. Thank you, Daniel. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can contact me through email. My email is daniel@intelligencia.com, or they can visit our website, also the same, www.intelligencia.com.
Amazing. Thank you for your time. Okay, that was Daniel Choi of Intelligencia. If you want to get in touch with Daniel or know any more that we spoke about, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/231. And as always, if you want to email us, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.